Hi, this is Craig Sharp, and today's short video blog has been prompted by the recent IT Donut blog post, which was entitled How to Cut Your IT Running Costs. I think the key thing about IT running costs is to consider whether you're looking at your IT costs as a cost or as an investment. There are many people who feel that IT is a cost that they have to bear, that there's no alternative, and that this is something that they've got to pay a lot of money for. Some of that's true, but I think it depends on your perspective as to how you then deal with the costs that come from having an IT system. For me, it's seen as an investment, mainly because you're investing in a platform which is going to be the basis for your entire business. And therefore, you want it to be reliable, and you want it to not hinder your ability to work. And therefore, sometimes skimping on cost can result in problems which actually make you very ineffective and inefficient, and that ultimately can lead to problems with your business. Another thing to bear in mind are fairly straightforward things, and their article pulled out that cloud computing can often save money, and that is very true. Cloud computing is a new service which allows you to take some of the services running inside your business, often on computers taking power and electricity and thus incurring even more cost, and putting them up into a cloud solution, which means that you don't have that responsibility anymore. You pay a small monthly fee rather than a high annual charge. So those kind of issues are worth considering when dealing with the issue of reducing cost. But I would certainly urge you to go and look at the IT Donut article relating to how to cut your IT running costs as a good starting point on where to begin with making your IT more of an investment than a monthly cost which you have to bear. Thanks very much.